Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You got to be ready for the be here now so you can be here tomorrow. And today I'll be featuring the work of a poet who has devoted her life to being in the now for the well-being and the rights of others. None other than Miss Sandy Chapin. Sandy Chapin is a writer, businesswoman, and advocate for arts in education and nutritional programs for families on Long Island in New York. She is the mother of 5 children and grandmother of 8. Sandy Chapin and her late husband, singer-songwriter Harry Chapin, wrote the gold record song Cats in the Cradle and music for the ABC TV film Mother and Daughter, The Loving War. Sandy is president of the Harry Chapin Foundation, which is dedicated to bringing together diverse community resources to promote human dignity and human rights. She is also president of Chapin Productions, LLC, a licensed administrating and music service company handling all of Harry Chapin's music. And today I have the honor of reading from her new poetry collection, State of Disunion, published by Wading River Books. I'll be right back with 4 selections from State of Disunion by Sandy Chapin. Hold on now. Progress. Childhood's GPS was a trip. Neighborhood, walk to school, 8-mile bike to a cliff over the Charles. Explore, it said. Bird calls, fall leaf burns. Indoors, the radio conjures the shadow. Voices painting pictures on the story road. TV tied the strands of sight and sound. No taste, no touch, no scent. From print to cursive to type. Fingers on the trail, send and receive the U.S. mail. Laptop next, search and find, type and send, scroll and buy. Now iPhone commands a universe, no need for feet. One finger pulls from the deep black hole. This virtual world in my hand, stripped of honey. From Syria. North over 2,300 miles. Above the Arctic Circle, pelted by hailstones and icy winds, huddled in summer clothes, they stagger on bikes across the border to Stushkuk. Each backpack is a lifeline, jacket, liter of water, coins. Left behind is living, job, school, market, hearth, book. Photos, neighbors, friends. Displaced now, a new story spits out of muscle and mind. No rest, and never again home. This next poem was inspired by a film of the same name, Human Flow, by Ai Weiwei. This film was first released in 2017 in Brazil, and I highly recommend. Human Flow. A drone zooms in on 10,000 wriggling ants invading foreign fields. Their bodies scurry, carry clothes, sacks, and young toward barbed wire. The bulging rubber raft furrows forward, tossing wake. Bundled things cling and sink. Helicopters hover. Small boats and waders sling ropes, pull the load ashore. Shanty hovels rent asunder, wind shreds tarps, cuts clotheslines, topples wrecked tents, sweeps sandstorms over stumbling hordes, bent under bales. Again, the flotsam moves. Children play. The Christmas Nativity. He sets up the stable and the empty manger, positions all the figures. He pulls out the Jews, pulls out the Arabs, pulls out the foreigner. All that is left is one jackass and a bunch of sheep. A special thanks today to Sandy Chapin for the honor of allowing me to share work from her latest poetry collection, State of Disunion, Wading River Books. And I want to thank my old, dear, and beloved friend, Naomi Rosenblatt, who is the founder and editor of Heliotrope Books, one of the most respected small presses in America. I am so grateful that you introduced us and that Sandy so graciously has allowed me to share these four poems, Progress, Syria, Human Flow, and Nativity. Thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Sandy. Two women who get the job done, who care about people and have dedicated their lives to advancing the well-being and rights of others. I thank you both, and I thank all of our Jazz Ready listeners. I welcome Mississippi, a new state that has joined our global listening audience, and Belize. Thank you, Belize, for joining us. You are all most welcome, and I thank all of you for continuing to share the links, to share the love, and I look forward to feeling you again soon, so together we can be Jazz ready, ready for the be here now, and ready to live our now to the best and the highest our beingness will allow.